Longmont already has a couple of sister city agreements, one with Chino Japan and another with Ciudad Guzmán in Mexico. But this one with the Northern Arapaho Tribe of Wyoming is different. How so?
This is the first agreement between a U.S. city and a tribal sovereign nation. This has been in the works with the city of Longmont for 3 years. When we originally visited the tribe back in 2018, the seeds of this agreement were formed at that time, and we are now really excited to celebrate this unique partnership.
What all is involved with sister city agreements? What relationships do they form, and what opportunities do they create?
Generally, it's up to the cities to decide what the relationship looks like. For our relationships with Chino and with Ciudad Guzmán, we do student exchanges every summer. We send students to both communities, and then they return with students from those communities, and we have a trilateral exchange. This one will be similar. We expect initially for the Arapaho exchange to be independent of the other two. But as we develop our relationship, we eventually hope to merge the three exchanges.
Another thing that makes this agreement unique is that we are on land that was historically territory of the Arapaho people, and the nature of that territorial shift was not peaceful. It was one of violent displacement. Aside from acknowledging that fact, is there a process of healing or repair incorporated into this agreement?
So we've been working on this arrangement for 3 years. As you know, there's been many, many treaties over the years that have been broken. We acknowledge that. We can't fix that, but what we can do is build a bridge to a better future for both of our communities. Through education, through cultural opportunities, we can begin to heal some of those wounds.
Can you give us some details of the signing ceremony itself? Where will it be taking place, and at what time, and is it open to the public?
It is open to the public. It will be at 3:00 on Saturday at the Longmont Museum and Cultural Center. However, the reservations are filled. We will have a live stream available for those that are interested through the city live stream feed. And the signing will include performances both by Arapaho dancers, local. We will have Break Effects, who is a dance group here in Longmont. We will have the Legion Post 32 Honor Guard, as well as the Arapaho War Honor Guard. We will have a performance by Tiaro and Bridget Law as all part of the celebration. And finally, we will conclude with a dinner for our guests from Wyoming and city staff and sister cities.
Janice Rebin of the Longmont Sister Cities Association, thanks for speaking with me today.
Thank you.
For KGNU, I'm Shannon Young, and you are listening to The Morning Magazine.